This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Mississippi producers affected by the current weather conditions. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We had wet weather at the beginning, hot, dry weather in June. We had wet weather in July, and now this fall, I've never recalled a fall that we've had this much rain and cool temperatures that just delayed the maturity of the crop. I think when you look at something on such an area-wide basis, and you're looking at hundreds and thousands of farmers, 3 or 4 state area facing the same thing, it could be catastrophic. There just won't be anybody there to work the land. So something needs to be done, certainly some sort of disaster program to aid those people that need the aid the most.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We buy all of our inputs retail, we sell our products wholesale. We can't make enough money during good years to carry us during years like this. You say, well, why don't you get out of farming? Well, this is what we do. Somebody's got to grow the food for the people to eat. Somebody's got to farm the land. Sure does not work. In my opinion, it was apparent before this started that you cannot write a disaster bill for a disaster that has not occurred yet. It doesn't work. The time frame doesn't work. A disaster bill is designed to help whoever has incurred the disaster at the time the disaster happens, not a year and a half or 2 years later. At the end of a year and a half or 2 years, the farmer has gone out of business. So what good does the program do? If we're going to allocate money to help those who have incurred a disaster, send them the money when they need it. Come up with a fair system that allows the people that are taking the risk to at least be able to survive in bad years. That's what a disaster program is about.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I go back to 1957, which was the first bad year that I can remember when I first started farming. It was a terrible year. It was a wet year itself. Then we had 1973. Then 1984 came along, and I think that's recent enough that everybody remembers 1984. All of those past 3 years were bad economically for farmers, but this year is much, much more severe because of the cost of production. Sure, it's not going to be the answer. We're in a severe disaster now. What we're going to need is immediate help to be able to survive in the economic turmoil that's going to follow. We hadn't seen anything yet. It's going to get worse. It's not just one crop, and that's the reason I say this is going to be an enormous disaster compared to the other three that I mentioned. It's simply because back in three others, we had other crop, but we had cotton. Mississippi here was 1.5 million acres of cotton during that time, 1 million to 1.5 million. We're down to 284,000 acres. So that means the other crop, cotton, fortunately, can stand more weather than some of the grain crops. So that's the reason I think it's going to be much more severe than a lot of people have thought about right now.